Through Tree Canada's National Greening Program, native tree seedlings are planted across Canada, creating a widespread impact. Planted trees provide habitat, prevent soil erosion, and reforest areas that have suffered tree loss due to pests and weather. Tree Canada performs 1, 2, and 5-year assessments to monitor tree survival and ensure the trees planted are on track to meet the forest cover goals of the site. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
सुन रहे हो CJSF 90.1 FM, जो कि बर्नबी, ब्रिटिश कोलंबिया में स्थित है.
Okay, well, I'm very excited about this week's trip to a very, very obscure little part of the Middle East. Unless you're from there, I would say. The country of Oman. That's right, Oman, just east of Yemen, and south of, oh boy. No, south of the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia. So just 2 million people in Oman, roughly. Well, almost three. The capital is Muscat. And a lot of cool history about Oman. They're very much a naval nation. They've traveled around, and for hundreds of years they've been trading and hanging out with people in India and China and Africa. Even they, well, it's been the most peaceful nation, the most steady kind of leadership out of any Middle Eastern country. Oman, they call it the Sultanate of Oman, because it's under absolute monarchy for almost 300 years now. It's been in the hands of the same family of rulers, and no, I guess they're doing a pretty good job, because, well, there was the whole uprising in the Middle East a couple of years ago. There's a few demonstrations in Oman, but nothing compared to other nations nearby. A lot of supporters of the Sultan. His name is Qaboos. And, yeah, so Muscat, the capital. And interestingly, for this show and for the lovely blend of musics that we like to share, and kind of show how the whole world, although we are very much fond of traditions, nothing really sits still for very long, and Oman has a lot of African influence. The Sultan, the leader of Oman, about 200 years ago, he took over the East African seaboard, and Zanzibar is where he set up his capital, actually, and which is way down south by Tanzania, so... Yeah, quite a distance. It's like a Canadian. It's like Harper going down to Mexico and trying to set up shop there. It just seems kind of outlandish, right? But they managed to make it work for a while. Zanzibar is now independent. In fact, somehow independent of Tanzania as well. So it's almost an autonomous island. But the important thing is that a lot of African migrants back and forth between Oman and East Africa. So the music has a strong Swahili influence, and there's a lot of cool websites explaining the music and how important it is for the people of Oman, how it's a part of everyday life, how everyone gets involved, old, young, women, men, but not a lot of modern examples or great recordings available for free. See, that's the thing with the internet, it's like it's getting there. We all expect to have limitless amounts of free music, and I was hoping for that anyways. And also Arabic being the language in Oman, it's hard trying to like cut and paste and translate from Arabic to English, and yeah, so I found a few good things, but a lot of the good traditional music is hidden. But I hope you enjoy what you hear. Got a bit of hip-hop's big in the Middle East, especially in Oman. There's a few b-boy crews, breakdancing crews, in other words, in Oman, and they're keeping it real. I would say keeping it old school hip hop. They're the true roots of hip hop and activism and positivity. But I'm gonna start with a song. This is a genre known as Baloshi. Named after a part of Pakistan, so that's where it originates. But there's a strong Balosh community in southern Oman, and so this song I'm gonna play, it has a whole Middle Eastern pan Middle Eastern influence, a lot of really cool drumming. So this is Abdo and Al Alia Band. Enjoy the trip to Oman on Wandering Rhythms.
Tumanaganuko Tumanaganuko Tisho Azama Dambo Tisho Azama Dambo Kujashute to thank you.
It's us. تبت لفن علالي كلا بساحة احنا ليها ابدا ما نبالي قالها من قبلي اخويا الكثار لكن ارجع واقولها لعلكم تفهموا لانه التكار بيعلم الحمار اخر جملة حتى بس درس ليكم يا شطار قبل تجي تقولوا كلامي لابد تقولوا كلامي بعقل فنصيحة مني يا رب ما اقول كلامك كثير لك المايك دبل بي يلا تلبي بوتسي
I see that somebody's trying to be a referee. I guess you don't know this is our game. Seriously, we do whatever we like in this game. We are the real. I know how you feel. Don't waste the time, 'cause no matter what you said, we gonna still climb and climb to the top. So baby, please guide it. Don't share that stuff. Check that. Take an axe to my skull. There is no limit. Yes, no matter what risk, come on around. Chance will stay hung. God bless. Check that. Take an axe to my skull. There is no limit. Yes, no matter what risk, come on around. Chance will stay hung. God bless.
That's right. That's right. From JC to MC. يعني من جدة لمسقط دبل اس داش اس دوت كوم وايلد بوي فيتشرينج ام سي مكان ويست سايد اس اولويز ان ذا توب 2010.
You're listening to Wandering Rhythms on CJSF. Hope you're enjoying the Omani soundscape. Last song you heard was Wild Boy featuring MC Borkan. And the song was Jida to Muscat. So yeah, that's a road trip song. Jida being on the western coast of Saudi Arabia. Muscat being the capital of Oman. Before that, you heard a really interesting little sound collage. It's using, I think, an oud, which is a Middle Eastern lute, but really filtered and just created this wash of sound out of it. That's a band called, I don't know if they're band or, well, they're called the Persian Art Collective. Who knows? Very little information about them. But that came out in, just about 4 months ago on their EP on Bandcamp called Merkaba al-Din. The song was Simsimia. And we started off that set of Omani music with Abdo in Al Arya Band with a Baloshi song. We're going to play a few more songs from Oman. This next artist is really interesting. His name is Anwar Al Ashmi. And he's a really great singer. I love the Arabic, the fluttery voices, the kind of stuff. Even though I don't know what they're saying, doesn't bother me. I'm comfortable with that. He's a new cat on the scene, and he seems like he's getting a bit of following. This song's just from last summer. And the cool thing about what he does is all the layers in the song are his voice. So he basically mimics what other instruments would do, but just with his voice and filtering techniques and nice fancy studio wizardry. So here we go, Anwar Al Ashmi out of Oman. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF.
تمتطي أطيافها تجري وألسنة الزمان نهار
سكينة النفوس كأنما كشفت عليها في المدى أسرار
يا يوم أسري بالنبي محمد والكون يغفو والظلام ستار من أرض مكة من بلاد طهارة أسرى به المولى إلى الأقصى وفي محرابه صلى به المختار أما النبي هناك أعظم صحبة صلوا يأمهم هدى ووقار
هذه الأنواء والأنوار من أين تصنع هذه الأقمار
تمتطي أطيافها تجري وألسنة الزمان نهار
غمرت سكينة النفوس كأنما كشفت عليها في المدى الأسرار
لله من جمع هناك تألقا في ساحة الأقصى لهم مقدار من أي أبواب الكلام سأنتقي
يكون مبتدأ وهم أخبار
بعد الوداع يقوم طه يمتطي ظهر البراق تحفه الأنوار يطوي به هذه السماء يجوبها والفيض من رب العلا مدرار
هذه الأنواء والأنوار من أين تصنع هذه الأقمار
من أي داب تمتطي أطيافها تجري وألسنة الزمان نهار
ومرت سكينة النفوس كأنما كشفت عليها في المدى الأسرار
تسري مواكب فيضها وتحفها من بردها الأقدار إن كان أهل الأرض ضاق جوارهم
للسماء يا سيدي لك جار
هذه الملائك تنتشي إذ تعتلي فرح السماء وكلهم أبرار صلى عليك الله ما فجر بدا في العالمين وما أطل نهار
هذه الأنواء والأنوار من أين تصنع هذه الأقمار
من أي درب تمتطي أطيافها تجري وألسنة الزمان نهار
سكينة النفوس كأنما كشفت عليها في المدى الأسرار
وسم جي التراب.